The word help, translated into English language from its original Aramaic, Greek, and Hebrew languages, there are different translations and applications on how the word is used according to the meaning of the word help. And a lot of times we take the word help for granted and we misappropriate the usage of the word and its relationship to other people versus its relationship to God. The word help originated with God. The word help was God's first ideal for God's people. So when we ask for help or when we think of help, do we really attach the word help to God, or do we forget about God and automatically think that we need to ask for help from other people and we totally skip God in the equation? And then we get disappointed and we get let down and we get our hearts broken when we put so much trust, so much faith in another human being. Man should not have to put all of his trust and all of his faith into another man, the same as applies to a woman. A woman shouldn't put all of her faith and all of her trust and depend on another woman or another man. So let's look at this word help and how the word should be applied. And I want you to think about the revelations that I'm going to share about this word help and what it actually means. Help for my kingdom life purpose. Help for God's plan for me and my life. Help to advance the kingdom of God on earth. The Holy Spirit helper. The Holy Spirit helps me forever. The Spirit of the helper has come and is upon me. God has helped. My help is God. The Lord has helped me. I cry out to God for help. Help that ministers to my needs and help that ministers for my needs. Work better together. Help that protects. Give material encouragement. Give assistance to run to support, to aid. Relieve my difficulty. Relieve my wants and relieve my distress. Help to stand with and help to deliver. Rendering assistance. Help ministered to the weak. Help ministered to the needy. Support the weak. The household of Stephanus, designated help from God, delegated help from God. Those who devote themselves to minister to the saints, the ministration for those that would be done for the poor or outcast brethren. Timely help grace, obtain the help that is from God, partake with, to partake of and partaking of things, rendering help in what others are doing. The ministry of the Holy Spirit helping me, helping and benefiting the believers by discussion and ministry of the Word of God, to help together and join in helping, to serve with anyone as an underworker, to help in work and cooperate as a co-worker in ministry work, standing up for help, God as the helper of his saints, fellow worker, fellow helper, the helps ministry and ministry of helps and helpers, the spirit of help and the angel of help from God, from the kingdom of God, spiritual help for my natural health and my life health. Send every gift that supports the help that I need and that was promised to me from God. Thank you for the help. Acknowledge God's help, discern God's help, identify God's help, recognize God's help, receive God's help, the chambers, the treasures, and the doors of God's help. Ponder on those revelations and how the meaning of the word help is used, and how we as men and women of God should think when we open up our mouth and we utter the whisper of the sound of that word, help. We should be thankful that God considers our help. Ask God for his help, because God will help you. Our Father sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper forever. When was the last time that you asked God for his help? When was the last time that you asked the Holy Spirit to help you?